Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about God imparting the life of Jesus Christ, His dear Son, to us. Boy, I like that so much I'm going to say it again. Last week we talked about God imparting the life of Jesus Christ, His dear Son, to us. Yes, God declares us to be righteous because He, God, imparts to us the righteous life of His dear Son through the Holy Spirit. Now, justification by faith happens all at once when we truly believe. It is not a gradual event, oh no. In the instant that we believe, God both imputes or He declares us righteous and gives us, without any merit from us, the righteous life of His dear Son. We are born again. We are saved. We are birthed from above. Now, you can choose whatever term you like. They all mean the same thing. But next, now there is a process involved once we are born again. We must grow spiritually. Let me say that again. We must grow spiritually. The life in which we are imparted, the life of God's Son, must come to be made manifest in our works, in our character, and in our attitudes. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:18, therefore, now, therefore means whatever's been said prior, because of all of that, therefore, grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, we must grow in grace, in holiness. We must be set apart for the Master's use. We must come to belong to God. All of our character flaws and our ungodly attitudes must be dealt with. And this process of sanctification is how God does that. Now we're not going to go ahead and spend a lot of time on sanctification because I just completed a 15-part series. And if you would like to get a copy of that series, that teaching, I can make it happen by you giving me a call at 910-382-9287 or emailing me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. That's all one word, charliegolf1@outlook.com. And also, you can find that teaching on our website, beholdinghisglory.com, on broadcast, and then select sanctification. However, let us take a look at sanctification to see if we can see some differences between justification and sanctification. Now that we know, both salvation and justification happened when we accept the finished work of Christ on the cross. In salvation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, our spirit is joined. It says it's cemented with the spirit of Christ Himself. And we are a new creature. Now notice, this is in quotations, in Christ. Now that is important. We are now in Christ, and now Christ is in us. And if not, then we are not saved. If Christ is not in us, or if we're not in Christ, then guess what, my friend? You are not saved. I don't care how many times you've walked the aisle or repeated the sinner's prayer. No. You're just not saved. The next, God justifies us or declares that we are righteous. God imputes and declares us righteous, and then He imparts or He gives us the righteous life of His Son, Jesus Christ. Again, the life of Christ given to us must come to be made manifest in our good works and in our character and in our attitudes. We must grow in the grace and in the knowledge. That's right, and in the knowledge. There must be spiritual growth in the life of a sanctified person. Let me say that again. There must be spiritual growth in the life of a person, better said, being sanctified. Now, God intends, God expects, God is looking for this process of sanctification in His children. And at this point in our walk with God, He has done everything. God gives us the faith to believe, Romans 12:3. God justifies us. He declares us righteous. He even though we're not, He declares that we are. Now, we have some skin in the game in this process of sanctification. That's right. We are now being held accountable by God for what He's already given us freely. Make no mistake, my friend, nothing is free in God. There is nothing free in God. Everything God gives us, He will make us accountable for that in the end. Now this is critical, that we know that sanctification is only possible because of justification. Let me say that again, that sanctification is only possible because of justification. Now, it would not be possible if all there was to justification was the legal imputation. Well, why? Because legal imputation gives us no means by which to grow as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Only if we have been imparted with the life of Christ, with his very righteous nature, do we have the means by which we can grow through the process of sanctification. Can you see the difference here, my friend? A legal declaration of change changes no one if it does not give us a new nature. It does not make us to be born again or holy. Oh no. Only if we are imparted with the very life of Christ is it possible for the real change to occur. Paul the Apostle says that unless we have the life of Christ within us, wow, unless the life of Christ is in us, we're a reprobate. Wow. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, now pay attention here. Paul writes, "Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove yourself." Wow. Prove yourself. Don't you know that unless Jesus Christ is in you, you are a reprobate? Did you get that, my friend? Unless Jesus Christ is in us, we are reprobate. Paul did not say unless we, you know, go to church, or unless we walk the aisle, or you know, unless we repeat the sinner's prayer, which is nowhere in the Bible, you know, unless God gives, you know, unless we give money to the church, or unless you help out the pastor, sing in the choir, do all of those good works. Oh no, Paul says unless Christ dwells in us, we are reprobate. So my friend, as Paul said, examine yourself. I would ask you today to examine yourself, whether to see if you are in the faith, to prove your own self today. Now, not judging your journey, but most people today do not know how to judge or to examine themselves, to see if they are in the faith. And why? Because they are counting on all of their good works, counting on their, you know, their perfect attendance at church, counting on the family plan. Well, there is no family plan in heaven, my friend. Well, mom and daddy was a Christian, and grandma and grandpa before them, and so since they are Christians, I'm in the faith. No. You know, I still say the biggest mission field in the world is not Africa, or the Orient, or South America, or even in Europe. Oh no, the biggest mission field in the church, or in the world, is the church, where the masses are religious, but they're lost. And this reflects, my friend, in America, in her culture, and around the world. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:27, to whom God would make known. Wow. To whom, that's us, God would make known what the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles. Now notice, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So this is the mystery, the riches of God, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Did you get that, my friend? The riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, and that would be us, we're the Gentiles, is Christ in us, the hope of glory. The riches of his glory is Christ in us. Wow. Christ in us. Now notice Paul's words, Christ in us, is the only kind of Christianity the Bible knows anywhere. That's right. It is the only type of Christianity, you know, that the Bible knows anywhere. Wow. And it also is not a religion. It is not a religion. Oh no. It's not a lifestyle. Oh no. It's a relationship. It is not a religion. It's not a lifestyle. It's a relationship with your Heavenly Father. Amen. This is Christ in you. It is Paul's heart in the Pauline epistles. It's the message of the Bible. It's the Christ in you, the hope of glory. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week. And by all means, you're getting this. Christ in you, and you in Christ, the hope of glory. Have a great week, and we will talk to you later. Amen.